We pay a price to call ourselves the chosen nation, the Am HaNivchar, Bnei Yisrael. It's a price that looms upon our heads, generation after generation, and it's a price which was really established from the time of Yaakov Avinu. Regardless of whatever that price may be, or how costly and how sacrificial it becomes, nonetheless we recognize that it is worthwhile paying that price to be called Bnei Yaakov. Yaakov paid this price heavily, particularly it is revealed within his encounter with Lavan in this week's Parsha of Vayetze, and it is through this encounter that he has with Lavan, or perhaps more rightfully, this confrontation, that one recognizes that there really is no alternative. An insightful sefer that I'd like to quote from this week is a sefer called The Depths of Simplicity by Rabbi Tzvi Kanatovsky, who was one of the Talmidim, one of the students of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. It's a beautiful sefer, and there's a thought inside of it this week that I'd like to share with you. When you look at the Torah, after Yaakov, so to speak, steals away with his family, having established a family with his wives, his children, and he steals away from Lavan. The Torah says Lavan chases him, which we are so accustomed to in Jewish history. And in Perek Lamed Aleph, Psukim Mem Gimel through Mem Zayin, there is a very strange exchange that takes place between Yaakov and Lavan. Vayan Lavan Vayomer El Yaakov, Habanot Benotai, Vabanim Banai, Veatzon Soni, Vechol Asher Ata Ro'eh Li Hu. The children are my children, says Lavan to Yaakov. Your wives are my wives, says Lavan to Yaakov. And all of your possessions essentially belong to me. And continues Lavan, Ve'ata lecha nechreta brit ani ve'ata. Let us form a covenant, a bond between us, Ve'aya le'ed b'ni u'v'enecha. And let it serve as a witness that we are eternally bound. And Lavan insists on this covenant that would exist between them. Yaakov's reaction, the Torah says, to this offer by Lavan, Vayikach Yaakov Evin, Vayerimea Matzeva. Yaakov takes a stone. Vayome Yaakov Leachav. Yaakov calls to his brethren, Liktu Avanim, Vayikhu Avanim Vayasu Gal, Vayuchlu Sham Alagal. Yaakov calls to the people around him to collect a pile of stones, of rocks, to form this rock pile. And they do so, and then they partake and eat together. Also very strange, what exactly is going on here? And finally, following this reaction, the Torah says, in Pesukim Nun Gimel through Nun Dalid, Lavan reacts by saying, Vayomer Lavan liYaakov, Pasuk Nun Aleph, excuse me, Hinei agal hazeh v'hinei hamatzeva, here is this stones in front of us. Vayikra lo Lavan yegar sahaduta. Lavan calls the pile of stones that Yaakov had formed yegar sahaduta, which means literally a pile, a gathering of witnesses. And Yaakov, on the other hand, Vayakov karalo galed. Yaakov says, no, not a gathering of witnesses, but rather a stone pile. A pile of stones that would serve as witness. And finally, the Torah continues in this exchange between them. Lavan makes this last ditched effort to make a covenant between him and Yaakov. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Nachor, Yishpetu Beineinu. Let the Lord of Avraham, your grandfather, the same Lord of Nachor, your great-great-grandfather, who was a worshipper of Avodah Zarah, of idolatry, let them judge between us. Let them sit between us and join us together. Vayizbach Yaakov Zevach Bahar. Yaakov's reaction is a korban, a sacrifice. Vayishava Yaakov bepachad aviv Yitzchak. Yaakov's reaction to this offer is that he swears by the name, in fear, by the name of his forefather or his father, Yitzchak. What exactly is going on in this entire episode? Firstly, why does Lavan refer to Yaakov's children and wives as his own? What are the implications of this? It's obvious that they're not his. What does Lavan mean within this suggestion? Afterwards, why does Lavan immediately suggest to Yaakov to make a covenant with one another? And as a reaction, it's also strange. Why does Yaakov call his brethren together for a feast? What is the significance in the names of the stones that Lavan calls Yigar Sahaduta and Yaakov calls Galed? What exactly do these names mean? What are they to imply? Yaakov refers to a name in Aramaic, Galed perhaps, or Lavan refers to a name in Aramaic, Yigar Sahaduta. What do these things mean? And finally, why does Lavan insist one final time on a covenant between Elokei Avraham v'Elokei Nechar? And why does that incite Yaakov to react, firstly, by swearing upon his father Yitzchak's name, and finally, by saying, Vayikra le'echav le'echol lechem v'yochlu lechem v'yalinu bahar? Once again, Yaakov, strangely enough, calls together his camp for breaking bread, for a seudah, a feast, a meal. Why another meal? Why this type of reaction to Lavan's offer to have a seudah, to have a meal that Yaakov initiates? Rav Kanatovsky explains or suggests that Lavan's incentive was to deconstruct the entire concept of the Jewish family. The declaration of Lavan in stating that the children of Yaakov are his and that his possessions are his is an attempt by Lavan to say that we are really one in the same. And in so doing, by saying that your children are my children, your possessions are my possessions, Lavan tries to move forward by making a covenant. He wants union with Yaakov. He wants to establish a familial establishment by which they would share the same family, the same roots, the same incentives, and ultimately, the same generations. Yaakov understands that these are Lavan's efforts, and he thwarts Lavan's attempts to do so. Yaakov makes a statement to Lavan, "My dear friend, we are not by any stretch of the imagination the same. We are completely different." And therefore, after Lavan offers a covenant, Yaakov makes a pile of stones. The pile of stones represent a decisive boundary, a border that exists between Yaakov and Lavan. We are not the same. We are different. There are many concepts and foundations that differentiate us from one another. And we are not to be united or bound together. The same concept is demonstrated in the names chosen for the pile of stones. Lavan calls this pile Yigar Sahaduta, which means this gathering is witness. Witness to what? Lavan makes an attempt. It is witness to our unification. Let this be witness and testimony to the covenant that we are making. Yaakov says, "No, my friend, wrong again." He calls it Galed. He does not confirm or affirm Lavan's calling of the stones, but he calls it a different name, Galed. The stone pile will be the witness. Witness to what? Ipcha, the opposite of what you had in mind, Lavan. The stone pile is a witness that there is a barrier. It impedes our unity. It obstructs our ability to come together. And that's precisely what Yaakov wanted Lavan to understand. And finally, this is confirmed and finalized in the last few psukim describing this encounter. Lavan once again makes a ditched effort to Yaakov. He demands again a covenant. Elokei Avraham velokei Nachor. The Lord of Avraham, the Lord of Nachor, let him join us together. Lavan says, I understand the Lord of Nachor. You can certainly sympathize with the Lord of Avraham. Let's work the whole thing out. And Yaakov says, no. Vayishava Yaakov be'aviv Yitzchak. Sure, I subscribe to Avraham, but I also subscribe to the same Hashem of my father Yitzchak. They are all one and the same. There is no room whatsoever for a mention of Nachor in the same sentence as my grandfather and my father, says Yaakov. Avraham chose a destiny. Yitzchak embraced that destiny in what would ultimately become the Jewish people from me, says Yaakov. And therefore Yaakov demonstrates and establishes that there is absolutely a difference between you and I. And what does he do? Yaakov makes the final statement. He breaks bread. Vayikra le'echav le'echol lechem. The Torah is very careful here. Here the Torah says that Yaakov calls his achim, his brothers, his sons, his family, his future, his legacy. He has a seudah, a meal with them. Why a meal? Says the Meshech Chochma with great, tremendous insight. It has always been the laws of kashrut, of kosher, that have consistently served as the difference between the Jewish people and the rest of the world. As a matter of fact, classically, when we describe someone as being a religious Jew, we would say that certain components are a necessity. And one of them is kashrut. To differentiate a Jew between the rest of the world means that that Jew keeps the kashrut. And Chazal understood, yayin nesech, to have wine that is exclusive for the Jewish people. The Gemara says, mishum gzera, mishum chatunot, that there shouldn't be mingling with alcohol between the Jewish people and the goyim, because that could have horrible consequences. It could have terrible repercussions. Pat akum, bread that is baked by a non-Jewish baker. Chalav Yisrael, milk that is milked by a Jew and supervised with Jewish supervision. Kashrut is a statement that we are different than everyone else. And indeed, Yaakov establishes that we are different than the rest of the world, and Yaakov rejects wholeheartedly and clearly any offer of union that Lavan consistently tries to put forward. We are the Jewish people. Know that it says in the Torah, Ve'atem ha-me'at mikol ha'amim. We are the fewest, we are the smallest, and what would appear to logically be the weakest. But we know it is not so. Yaakov Avinu reminds us that it is worthwhile for us to pay the price of being called Bnei Yisrael. And when we maintain this identity, and when we remember and recollect our uniqueness, then only then are we zoche to uphold the greatest privilege of how we can call ourselves Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. Shabbat Shalom. In Parshat Vayetze, Yaakov dreams of angels ascending and descending ladders from the earth below to the heavens above. Let us discuss, what does this represent not only to Yaakov, but to the Jewish people, both then and now? Shabbat Shalom.